This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Obviously, there are very important times around. It's a ton of hard. We're in profound times. And when we start the next segment, there's something that's really been pressing on me. A, we've got to seek God's face and discernment, God's mind. And we also have to obviously humble yourself to do that. And it's a chicken or the egg thing. You come into God's presence, you obviously are going to feel pathetic at one level and very small and very bad. Because of how good and powerful and clean the Spirit is, but then you also feel better and closer to God, and then you begin to just enter the mind of God just a little bit and can see the completion and the total mastery and the timelessness and the desire to be with that forever. Now, the enemy does not like that spirit, obviously. It's all about how powerful it is. It's very infantile, to say the least. But I also want to just point this out when we come back. We are not in normal times. And the biggest problem facing us is the fact that even Trump is projecting too much of himself onto the situation, because he wouldn't do the kind of things they're coming up with. And you have to get into the enemy's mind. And so just as you have to seek God's mind, I have sought to not be possessed by, but interface with evil, especially when I was younger. I didn't really do it on purpose, but I have definitely interfaced with really, really bad stuff. And not a lot of folks interface with that and ever come back. So the enemy particularly doesn't like me because I have swam in very deep, dark waters. And obviously the enemy could project forward to the future and was trying to attach itself to me very early on. But I escaped it through God's grace and through my ancestors that prayed for future generations very intensely. And so that great reservoir, that reserve of very good people is the only reason I'm here, through God's grace. And, you know, my mom's mom told me things I already knew, but real mysteries of people that really serve God and that founded this country. And they don't have to meet in secret societies. They don't have to go around in black cloaks. It's not that. They're close to God, and it's like, everybody's connected, and we know, and it's powerful. And when the enemy presses their pure evil, that's when it activates, and it's a chain from us now into the past and our ancestors, and then into the future, and it's electrical. So you physically touch your most ancient ancestor through your mother, your father, down the line. And that's why the enemy wants to break that with artificial humanoids, artificial biologicals. But it's been documented that they're always aggressive, evil, soulless. But that's why they want five fathers, five mothers. These aren't going to be humans. So the whole transhumanist movement goes into the world of, you won't be able to criticize things that are made by companies and laboratories and factories. And all these movies about replicants and, oh, they're poor things and we need to be nice to the genetically engineered creatures and, you know, they're better than us. They're all preparing you for the robots and the synthetics and the biological androids to have supremacy over us. But to do that, they've got to stunt us and poison us and sterilize us so that we need to use them like a cane. And, I mean, you know, the Tinker Toys they show you from Boston Dynamics that can now climb up the ceiling. You can see how it's exponentially getting more dangerous, and these armies will follow orders. Just like calculators remove humans' ability to do math, this will make all of our manhood vestigial. So manhood's being removed because we're being spiked. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. MyoTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Second hour, kicking it off. I'm going to give the number out, so you're taking your calls at the bottom of the hour throughout the rest of the podcast. And here's the big announcement. On multiple fronts, I know who's running for president of the Democratic Party, and I know who's already been given the nomination just like 3 years ago, and I know who Hillary's running mate is. So I said I'd get to it last night, didn't. Said I'd get to it last hour, didn't. So I'm going to get to it right now. I have been told by the Secret Service, and I have been told by the CIA, and I have been told by people at Blackwater, and I have been told by people in the Democratic Party. But I have been told by people that have been there at the houses, at the meeting halls, at the facilities, the ticket now is not Joe Biden. The ticket is Hillary Clinton, because she owns the Democratic Party with George Soros. And you've heard rumors of this, and you've seen even Democrat newspapers say, well, she's looking at it, and they're saying, please don't. She doesn't care. She does what she wants. She's tone deaf. She's a power man. But guess who's going to run with her? They've already announced that Michelle Obama is looking to run. Right now, they are looking at another co-presidency. It's the way these power groups do it, where it was Bill and Hillary for two terms, then Hillary and Obama for two terms. She's been president, co-president. Even liberals admit that. They even call her Mrs. President, Madam President, in the emails going back years ago. People say, why do they call her the president? Because she's been the president, co-president. That she will then be able to serve, she believes, six terms. Six terms. Hillary and Michelle Obama. And I have been given this by the CIA. And I mean real people in the CIA, not leftist pencil pushers and, you know, academics that all have a little card in their wallets so they can act tough and cool, you know, like the people they have testifying before Congress and making up lies. We're talking about the real people that are there. And CENTCOM, whole nine yards, it's done. Democrats are being told this is it. And you're like, wow, that doesn't sound very Democratic. Sanders won all the first primaries and won California. They gave the delegates to Hillary, remember? They tried to do that against Trump, but we didn't stand for it. We didn't go along with it. We would not bow down to this. And so it's done. You're like, that sounds insane. It's all about divisional politics, and everything is about dividing men and women and families. And so the same job they did on the black community in the last 50 years is already being done to everybody else. And they're going to run the corpse. The brain in the bubbling jar, like Matt Drudge said a decade ago. And just like Roosevelt was in a wheelchair and super sick, But he was still the president. Their belief is it doesn't matter. She can be in a wheelchair. They'll just say she isn't. You'll all see the wheelchair. And they'll say, well, that's not a wheelchair. Remember, she fell down on her face. They said she didn't fall down. Alex Jones is fake news. MSNBC actually said, Alex Jones is fake news. Look, she only stumbled. And they cut off her falling on her face and being picked up and put in the vehicle, having a convulsion. So you think about that long and hard. That's what's about to happen. And you say, well, no one will put up with that. They're killing now, not just tens of thousands of conservative sites the last few months and thousands in the last day. That's the big news on Infowars.com. But we're just used to it now. See, Congress doesn't act, so it'll get worse. They're purging all of the real liberal sites that are socially liberal on some issues, tolerant, but that are anti-war. I looked at the list. And some of these have millions of followers, 300,000 followers, 800,000 followers. Dan Dix, the filmmaker, you name it. They're all being banned, too. Because they actually report objectively. And they have followings. And the establishment doesn't like that. They want full control. And so, Alex Jones was a test case. Suing, lie about him, demonizing for years. Hundreds of thousands of articles, literally. Thousands of TV programs. Dozens of TV shows, Homeland, based on Alex Jones, where I'm an evil criminal, Comedy Central shows, all of it, to turn me into a demon in the eyes of the public so that I could then be destroyed, which we're in the process of doing here, so that we're all taught how it's done, and I'm the test case. I'm the test pilot. See, just like I'm the test pilot for bringing out the hardcore ideas that are real, that no one else has the courage to do, and I put myself in this position and proven I know what I'm doing. And so I'm here and I'm willing to do it because somebody's got to volunteer. I'm not saying I'm a hero here. We have no future if we don't do it. I mean, I use the cheesy Wrath of Khan analogy that the big Genesis bomb's about to go off and it's going to kill everybody on both ships because Khan's dying and he wants to kill Captain Kirk and the Enterprise. And Spock goes down on the reactor and fixes the ship because everybody's going to die if he doesn't. It's either everybody dies or I die. Now, if more of us acted like that, I wouldn't have to die. But I'll tell you right now, when I talk about death, I mean my name, my treasure, everything. Because we lose everything anyways. There's not even a thought in my mind. I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm extremely honored. Because when you behave like that, that's when God opens the doors. And that's when providence raises its beautiful face. And that's when you get closer to God. And that's what's valuable. Not money, not power. No. Money, power. That's all to be used judiciously to help people. Money is only fuel to build a civilization, not to sit back with a bunch of bling. And there's nothing wrong with bling if it isn't your God. It's okay to celebrate God's providence and success, but it's not your God, and you don't sell out for it. When you don't sell out, you get all the wealth and all the power. When you do sell out, you end up losing your children and your whole world and your whole life. And there's a spirit of evil being poured out in the world right now, and there are people resonating with the evil spiritually, and there are people who are interfacing with true evil. The devil's working overtime. It's real. Everybody knows it. And we're not in normal times. We're not in normal times. And that's one of Trump's only problems, and my problem too. We get so set in the daily routine and we get used to the left's violence and their threats and all the horrible things they do. And then we just kind of adapt to being abused. And then when they hit us with the full dose, when they finally ramp it up, which they're doing, I think they're going to attack the next 25 days, unless we get the word out and stop them. I don't think I know. You see the mass bomber that admits he was going to blow up the mall with 200 pounds of explosives and kill potentially thousands of people, and he's a big leftist. The media covers that up. They're activating, through the propaganda, through the brainwashing, through the media, the most manipulatable, suggestible people that are now being pushed to go out and be violent and to target. Just like advertising. They know they put a certain beer commercial on, they're going to sell X amount of beer to this group. Well, you go out and say the Republicans are Nazis, kill them, or everybody's going to die, and you see authority figures saying that on every channel, and the president's a white supremacist, you're going to have people try to blow the White House up when Madonna's saying, I think a lot about blowing the White House up. Why do you think they're all up there every day saying kill, 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 and then lying about me and saying I'm saying go out and kill them with no proof is to then add, oh, look, Jones says he's coming to kill you. So they go, well, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm going to kill you. You know how bold it is when every major news channel in the country, national news, said, Jones said, get battle rifles and go kill the media. No clip, no nothing. That's war propaganda, man. That means they're going for broke, baby. You think I'm worried about my office and me? I'm worried about the whole world, baby. They're coming for everybody. It ain't just Alex Jones. This is the big final globalist assault. And the Pentagon and the military and the police and the public, everybody better get ready. Because this is the big one, people. They're coming over the top. Fix bayonets.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, we all play, but you need to say.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. You're listening to the most banned, most lied about, most demonized broadcast in the world by the Chi-Coms. Their media openly attacks me, calls me to be shut down by the Hollywood trash, by the entire establishment. I'm a loyal American, and I'm loyal to the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and to our open, free society that's under attack. And a lot of powerful elites sold our country out. They parlayed it into global government. And if they were building a world government of peace and freedom, I'd still be worried about it because a dictator could take that over. It's authoritarian, but out of the gates, it's anti-family, anti-human. It wants full control over the life process, the life cycle. Everything is targeting our fertility, our health. We are under globalist attack, and Trump represents a pro-human future and a human future. And that's why they see him as a archaic, bumbling booby. They know they could do the same things Trump's done and turn the economy on. They don't want that. They want you poor under their control. That's in the WikiLeaks. And I always say that because we forget what's in the WikiLeaks. It's one reason they want internet censorship, is they're afraid of new leaks. It's all there. How they want to keep you poor. How they want to keep you dumb. How they don't want you to have a family. How they want full control. How they want low IQ idiots they can run. So, I'm going to say it again. All of these crazy, wild-eyed leftists who are promised this utopia and go into debt to get these worthless degrees they know are worthless, they're not going to school to get a degree. They're going to school to be re-educated, to be brainwashed. And then they're turned loose as these big, entitled, spoiled brats to run around like political officers and commissars. And it's nasty, nasty, nasty. And as they realize they're going to lose the midterms, they are censoring and shutting everything down. I want to give the number out. I want to have people call in. I want to say first-time callers in the first round, or people that have called in and didn't get to get on when you were on hold. Those folks go to the front of the line. On the incredible race baiting and the incredible demonization of Kanye West and Mr. Brown and Mr. Trump, and the Facebook and Twitter purges of thousands of pages, if not 800, of prominent groups coordinated on the same day. And that's just the beginning. And the Congress must act. You must call the White House. This is coordinated carteling. If any industry gets together to fix prices or to deny certain groups from the marketplace, that's illegal unless it's Congress passing sanctions. The left, the big banks, Hollywood, big tech, the Democratic Party are putting sanctions on conservatives. They're in CBS News last night saying you may not be able to work in the city of Los Angeles or get a contract if you are an NRA member. And they're making you sign a contract that you aren't. You know how illegal that is, but why not? They're so bold in California, multiple cities have passed laws that illegal aliens can vote. How do you pass a law that violates federal law? You understand? We're in the middle of their revolution against what's left of America. Trump is a desperate rearguard action to just slow the thing down while we're pushed towards the end of a cliff, while he hopes other people, hey, let's come together, one flag, you know, prosperity, God, we're about to really be destroyed. Why would you want to be poor? Why would you want race wars for the Chi-Com? Stop, please, let's come on. No, bulldozing us over the edge of a cliff, and Trump sliding towards the edge of the cliff. And you got the hordes, like, battering down the castle Gates. And then the very throngs that are battering down the castle gates are going to destroy their own future. But they'd rather burn the castle because it's too pretty. It works too well. They have existential envy of the fortress. And they want to pull it down to metaphysically, they believe, absorb it and become it. Just as South Pacific natives believe when they eat the heart of a strong man or the brain of a wise man, they take on the essence. And, of course, it's called black magic. It's called voodoo. It's called evil. And that's what it is. They don't want, the globalists don't want to take over the strongest nations and then export that strength and then rise the whole civilization. They're not conquering things to build aqueducts and build libraries and public baths and medicine and literature. No, they come to destroy that, to burn it up in their own creed. You want to see the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever. We don't want a society that lives longer, is more beautiful or better. We want one that's uglier and more short-lived. And we love trampling and being trampled upon, Winston. You know, Winston, you look at my face as I torture you and you see my black circles around my eyes and my chipped teeth. And you think, man, your establishment's weak. No, no, my establishment's strong because I was once a very handsome, you know, very smart, good, altruistic person, but I joined the party and turned my soul over to ripping souls out so that I can be a true evil priest of power, Winston. I am committed to total darkness, Winston. And when I'm done, you're going to be a mentally ill, gibbering idiot that believes 2 + 2 is whatever I say it is, with your rotting teeth pulled out, and then I'm going to stick you in a little bar to drink synthetic gin and worship Big Brother in front of a telescreen until we finally take you and blow your brains out and throw you into a furnace and your name is erased from the history books and your gas is shot up into the atmosphere. We are going to suck your soul, boy. So your soul goes right into hell. We're going to get your soul and take it down to those lower dimensions and you're gone forever. And I'm going to take, I'm going to use up your fear and I'm going to suck the energy out of you because I'm a vampire. Do you understand that, boy? Think we might want to protect our children from these people? If someone told you 30 years ago they'd be teaching 5-year-old boys that they're really girls and girls that they're boys and have all these weird little liberal families doing it, these are pervert families. This is pedophilia out in the open. This is the reality of what's going on because the essence is vampirism. Psychic, kinetic, energetic, soul-sucking, energy-destroying. If you could take the potential of a child and their whole genetic line and what they would develop normally, go through rites of passage, and you could steal that and confuse them and make them mentally ill, it's even better than sacrificing them and drinking their blood because you can sacrifice the entire energy line of their entire family line, and then you can have them as a new disease mode infect others because the vampirism will only try to take on more prey. This is a vampire invasion, a psychic, interdimensional, intergalactic, multivariate system set up in a hierarchy of vampires in a huge energetic program, a satanic matrix, sucking your energy and breaking your will for Satan. All done to blaspheme God. Because the devil knows he's a loser. I'll give the number out when we come back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here, Alex Jones, your host. War Room, 3 to 6. Maybe nights in the morning, 8 to 11, kicking butt. And then we've launched right through the election the censored coverage of the 2018 midterms, the left's violent attacks, their promise for terrorism, their attempts to crash the stock market, the economy, the trade war with China that they've been launching for decades that we're now just raising a shield to. 8 o'clock every night, Infowars.com. We're sending it out on the radio and TV satellites. For any radio or TV stations that want to pick it up, and quite a few TV stations are picking it up, we're only taking the breaks at the top and bottom of the hour. You guys get those breaks. We are skipping our breaks for this coverage. And then we're going to announce about a week after the election. We're going to have coverage for about a week after the election There'll be aftermath. We're going to launch a new broadcast from 7 to 10 o'clock every single night here, as we promise to expand towards the new year. In the face of globalist attacks, thanks to your prayers and your support. And don't forget, they're trying to shut us down right now, so without you, we will be shut down. All right, I'm going to take phone calls and play clips for the rest of the broadcast here. I mean, I feel like if I'm not up here yelling and screaming and saying red alert, that I'm actually hurting us, because the internet kill switch is in place. Trump doesn't have control of it, as I said a few weeks ago. Now they've announced that today. We'll get to that in a moment. The censorship has gone thermonuclear. Every major conservative site you can imagine being banned off Twitter and Facebook. I mean, they have titrated the dose, they've conditioned us, and now they're making their big move. That is a military tactic as well. Where you pinprick attacks where people don't take them serious anymore, then you hit them with a big one. And that, again, is a tactic we use in Panama and many other areas, and that's what other systems use. And this is economic and psychological warfare. And so notice it's not even big news now. Everybody heard about censorship and they got sick of it about Alex Jones. Then I predicted it wouldn't get a lot of attention when it was everybody else. I know the enemy game plan. I know the enemy game plan. And they've gone from denying censoring to celebrating it and saying, we don't like it. We think the Daily Caller's spam. We think, and then everybody's banned. We think Michelle Malkin's spam. No, she's effective. She's smart. She does a great job. Even though we had a fight one time. Because I showed Marines killing a puppy, and I said, listen, I support the military, but I don't like people killing innocent animals and stuff. It makes people look bad. And she said it was a robot dog. No, it wasn't a robot dog, okay? And so some of her handlers bumped into her elbows, so I bumped into him a lot harder, too. And it's like some 6'5 guy, but he wasn't tough, and he hit me with his elbow. So I rammed him in his elbow and felt something crack, and he was like, whoa. And I was like, yeah, dude, you hit me. I'm going to actually hit you back hard. But so, but she's been banned off Facebook, and it's all happening right now. Thousands of people, thousands of prominent groups, some of these pages with millions of followers. It's here. So how do we respond to that? What do we do? Do you agree with me they're coming over the top? I mean, this is the big push. I see an exponential buildup where I don't see how they turn it up after the election. They know in the internal polls and even public ones now that there's a red wave. And they couldn't stop the second SCOTUS appointment. And so the calls for violence, the open borders, the Islamification, the demonization, the race war garbage, it's all gone into hyperdrive. So what do we do to counter this? What do we do to expose what's happening? What stunts do we pull that are legal and lawful in the media, like we did saying Bill Clinton's a rapist, that helped defeat Hillary? We have to get out the streets. We have to get aggressive politically, economically. I mean, look, they're getting aggressive. $38 million, twice what Ted Cruz has raised. The most ever in 3 months for a Senate candidate for Beto. That idiot, moron, anti-gun, slime bag. And it's just every news channel in Texas. Worship, 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 worship. On and on and on. So that's what's happening. And it's bad. And it's Soros money. And it's globalist money. And they're making their move. Now, look, you guys have been supporting us. I'll give the number out. First-time callers are people that have called them before but were unable to get on air. When you sat on hold, that counts as a first-time caller. We just have a big phone system that can take tons of calls at the same time. So that's why sometimes we don't get to your calls, but I'm going to try here to get to everybody. But I don't have words to describe how coordinated and evil this is and how outrageous it is. And I'm so ashamed that we're on the knife edge of retaining the House and the Senate, the House particularly, because people can't choose America and our recovery and goodness over the Chi-Coms and Hollywood and all this scum. But that's how many people they brainwashed and wrecked and ruined and who like to get into the hate of calling Trump an evil white supremacist who was looking at Kanye and looking at Mr. Brown and thinking racist thoughts. That's what Cuomo said, Chris Cuomo. And all the things they said, I don't want to repeat it, but they called him a dumb, ignorant Negro which is like the N-word now in parlance. It's not a racist word. It's like Anglo, Negro. Negro means black in Spanish or Latin. But it doesn't matter. They're up there invoking serious racism and saying he's like a minstrel show and that he's a white supremacist puppet. I already played it last hour, and they know exactly what they're doing. These are nasty people using the race card. And they sit up there with a big consensus of experts who are all these Democratic Party hacks reading a script and just parroting. And you've got 28% in most polls, up from 13% of black folks in this country, saying they now support President Trump. And you know, a lot of folks, black or white, are scared to say they support Trump in a poll. And you know how they sample it. So I'd say that number is at like 45, 50, and that's why the globalists are crapping their britches. You know, I've been down at the Travis County Courthouse this week, and we had a real blessing, and I'm just going to leave it at that and just thank God for all your prayers, and I appreciate everybody out there. Some very positive things have gone on for my family and for justice. And I'll leave it at that. Some sad things, but things that had to be done. And, I mean, I just couldn't get the black people and Hispanics to stop shaking my hand. I mean, white folks like me too, but let me tell you, the black folks love me. Hispanic folks love me, and I love them. And I'm walking down the street just shaking hands, black folks in suits, black guys in repair uniforms, Hispanic folks, families. I got that little cafeteria down there with all the little Hispanic ladies in it. They're just all sweethearts. They all know who I am. They all like me. They all know. They're not stupid. You can tell I walk in there, I'm a nice guy. And people know I'm not a villain. So all the propaganda hadn't worked. So I've just got to be taken completely off the air, don't I? And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I like women. I'm how God made me. I like enchiladas and cold beer, too. And I probably drink too much of that and eat too much of it. But the point is I love life. And I love justice. And I love seeing your success. And I believe in you. So we're going to give the number out. We come back. We're going to take calls. We got some really special stuff in the fourth hour today. Can you believe Hillary and is going to run for president? And they're going to give her the nomination. It's confirmed. The CIA is just, the people that aren't leftists are totally blown away. I mean, they've been at the planning meetings. This is being planned. And Michelle Obama is going to be VP. That's the ticket. So you heard it here first. Next year's news today. Maybe putting it out there, it's thought might stop it, but who knows? And they want me off the air because these predictions aren't predictions. The things are set up at that level, and Trump is the insurgency against that. We are the resistance. Don't forget, I've got the biggest sale we've ever done. Without your funding, we won't be here. Free shipping store-wide on everything, and 50% off on all the supplements. It's Christmas. It's Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. All rolled into one, so everything must go. Everything must sell, because we may not even have the ability to take orders soon. That's what they're trying to do. You've seen it all over the news. InfoWarsStore.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me. Watch me.
Too hard enough to do that.
Watch me. I got something. I got it. Watch me.
Trump's got it.
I got it. Hey!
Mr. Brown's got it.
I got something.
Mr. West has got it. You got it, folks.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
I got soul.
I got soul. And I'm super bad. Not bad in a bad way, bad in a good way. Let's listen to Mr. Brown a little bit more.
And I'm super bad.
Ah, feels so good. Tells me what to do.
Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it.
And I'm super bad. Now, let's get serious here. The toll-free number to join us on. Do you think I'm exaggerating how deadly, dangerous the times are and that things are so critical at this point? I should be on air 24 hours a day. And we all just have the normalcy of living in a quasi-free country. We have real authoritarians in a real power grab. America is in the greatest danger it's ever been in. Because King George III was an angel compared to the elites we have today. He was a wonderful person compared to them. Some could say even honorable. Just tyrannical. But not a bad person. I've read several history books from different perspectives. Mentally ill, yes, from inbreeding. But believed he was doing good things. Had courage. The people running things in this country are the worst synthesis of decades of scum promoting themselves up and only the very worst getting in positions of power. It's a marathon of evil. A survival of the worst. Of the most twisted. And I don't say that to scare you. See, you know, the globalists years ago said, oh, we don't care if Jones is on air. He's just scaring them for us. No, you think we're like you. I believed in people. And that if they knew the threat, they'd want to do something about it. I mean, I'll be honest. If I saw thugs breaking in my neighbor's house, I'd call the police. But if I saw them, say, pistol whipping my neighbor, I would get excited, not because I'm a violent person, but then at that point, I have an instinct that I would enjoy going into gear and grabbing a firearm and taking action. Just like I enjoy that I got a boil on my foot lancing it. It hurts, pus comes out, but your body says that's good. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And it's the same thing. This is what you're born for, folks. This is what it's all about right now. We're facing real evil. And I'm going to say it for the 10th time today. Everybody kept saying, how's it going, man? You must be really down. What's it like? You know, they're going to destroy you. They're going to try to destroy your operation. They're going to try to bankrupt you. And I'm like, get ready. They're coming for you. Come on. Let's go. Let's get them. I mean, it's not me. You're under attack. They're stealing your birthright, people. I'm more alive than I've ever been. I'm in a war. Wake up. You're in one. With child molesting scum, psychopaths that see you as food on the table, as steaks, who are into being evil, who are allied with the Chinese communists, and I'll say it again, who've killed five times in their own admissions what Hitler did. Now, I'm going to ask you again, why in the world would everyone not be behind Trump? And why would everyone in the world not be behind restoring our republic? What is your problem? And our audience was like, no, we're awake, we're involved. No, I'm not talking to you. Thank God you're awake. Thank God you're the reason we're here. I'm not talking to you. You know what I'm saying, what we got to go tell the sheep out there. Is listen, bro, you're with the wolves. They're eating your butt. They're not good. They're not even wearing sheep's clothing. And they're coming for everybody. They're trying to sew it all up right now. The doors are closing. The knives are coming out. They're butchering people all around you. They're uncloaked. They're firing on you. But see, a lot of people think, oh, with the establishment, mainstream media, whatever is in Vogue magazine, whatever is on ABC News, they still think that if they parrot that, they're like in the majority and cool. They're followers. Okay, great. You want to be followers? That's great. You're like sheep marching into a banquet and a bunch of wolves are sitting around a big table. And you can see sheep hanging up by their feet, gutted, and wolves gobbling the fresh meat. And you say, what's for dinner? And they're like, you don't know. You don't smell the blood and guts, you dumb idiot. We're going to eat your ass. Instead, you are lined up with the wolves saying, protect us from those sheepdogs we saw back there in the field. They were trying to tell us not to go this direction, but we didn't listen to them, and we came down here. And the wolves are like, well, thank you. You're a really good person. Come on in here. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. What do we do to stop this? It's bad. It's bad. The good news is we're on air. We're fighting it. But my God, this is all un-American tyranny taking place. It's naked now. There's no holding back now. It's real. They're preparing mass bombings, like I told you. I even said they'll bomb D.C. on before the election, and now they bust a guy with 200 pounds who's a crazy Democrat. I'm going to go to some clips here. And you know, here's the breaking news. Senator Cotton, you have a clip coming up next hour. The Schumer political operation was behind the release of Dr. Ford's letter from the very beginning. We knew that. Rand Paul, media cover-ups, Scalise shooting, shouting, this is for health care. Because they hadn't given them their free health care. And then all the rest of it. I've got all this Islamic news that is just unbelievable. Poland and Austria to quit UN migration compact. We want Poles to be safe in our own country. And he goes on to say they're joining Hungary, the United States, and others in not having the UN run who can come into your country. Yeah, until last year, Going back to Bill Clinton, the UN was over who came to the U.S. And guess who runs that? You guessed it. A board appointed by George Soros. Here's another one. Greece. Large Christian cross pulled down because it could offend to Muslim migrants on the island of Lesbos that's had thousands, hundreds of thousands of Islamists land. They didn't like it, so they're pulling it down. And all over Europe, they're removing it from churches and public places, saying it's racist. And the EU is appointing all Muslim boards to have it all removed. That's on InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. Cannot make that up. Marks and Spencer criticized for selling school uniform hijabs for toddlers. They're now telling even kids at public schools and private schools that have any Muslims going there, cover your girls. See? Sharia law. Oh, you don't want to offend the Muslims. SJW is why that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not black enough to play John Henry. That's just some of the type of stuff. And then tomorrow, internet across the globe to face downtime over the next 48 hours. ICANN's having problems. They're testing the internet kill switch. Obama transferred most of the control of the internet to the UN and the EU and a board run by George Soros. And when he did it 3 years ago, Soros said in leaked documents that came out, was in the news, that they would ban all conservative and nationalist news to stop the collapse of world government, calling it fake news and hate. And here we are. They're still doing it. And what's the president going to do? He's surrounded by a bunch of cowards that won't stop this. The Pentagon shouldn't be meeting with Google next week about their treason. They should be taking it over. It's our company, our infrastructure, we paid for it, and they merged with the Chinese. It's a national security threat. This isn't radical statements. We are basically gone if we don't do that. Tim Cook should be absolutely indicted for treason and espionage, giving all the code keys to China and letting them put spy chips at Foxconn into all the damn phones. Are you worried Tim Cook banned you? I'm worried he's a traitor. I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to go down with the ship. I'm not a frickin' traitor. I'm not Benedict Arnold, baby. If it was some big giant free country, I'd marry it. I'd merge with it. It ain't. I think America should merge with Switzerland today. China? No. Get it? I'm loyal to freedom, and I'm loyal to free will. We're going to go to break. I've got all these clips, and I'm going to write your calls. We're going to take your phone calls, 877-789-2539. How do we stop this? How critical is this? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel the critical? Do you feel the time is short? Do you feel how we're down to the wire here, and the enemy's throwing everything they got? They're getting ready for massive violence. And you understand, if you don't fund us and get the T-shirts and the books and the videos and the supplements, free shipping, 50% off, biggest sale ever, have to get everything out there to fund the operation in case they try to shut us down, which they're already trying to do. And I should add, sign up for auto ship initial 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll continue the resistance and victory in T-minus 2 minutes.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits